The next article is one that I wrote and is entitled Remembering Ray. On my regular visits during the spring and summer to mow the paths at Millbrook Mead, I pass a small plaque dedicating the hazel copse planted there in 2007 to Ray Lawrence. It occurs to me that a dwindling number of people in Benson will remember who Ray was, and an increasing number will never have heard of him. For those who did know him, he was one of life's unforgettable characters. A townie by birth in Gravesend, but a countryman by inclination and experience, he had been evacuated to Oxfordshire as a boy during the war. I got to know Ray when he joined the Benson Environment Survey Team, BEST, the forerunner of Benson Nature Group, soon after we set it up in 1998. Unpretentious, unassuming and unsophisticated, Ray brought to BEST an incredible knowledge of the natural world around him. He could turn his hand to anything, including, by his own admission, a bit of poaching. He confidently handled birds of prey and kept hawks, which he used in his role as bird controller at Oakley Wood Tip. He once had a try at charcoal burning. Perhaps the most surprising of his talents was his literary skill. He wrote regularly for the Benson Bulletin, as well as having articles published in the Countryman magazine. His BB articles displayed, on the one hand, his mischievous sense of humour and wide knowledge, on the other hand, his gift for writing sensitive poetry. Ray died in 2006, but before then, colleagues of his in BEST persuaded him to let them publish a collection of his inimitable writings from the BB. In a book entitled Green as Grass, the collection shows the range of his talents, including informative pieces about nature, humorous accounts of his own exploits, often apocryphal stories about other villagers, illustrative sketches, and beautiful poetry. My purpose in writing this is for no particular reason other than to try and ensure that characters like Ray are not forgotten because he was part of the rich fabric of village life. Ray contributed to BEST with great enthusiasm and often told me how much he appreciated the opportunity that it gave him to share his knowledge and experience. I wonder what he would have made of over 80 people turning up to plant trees at Warwick Spinney recently. I recall when just Ray and I and a couple of others replanted in the Spinney saplings that we had dug up, with permission, at Oakley Wood. Perhaps in the future, if the editor agrees, we can resurrect some of Ray's articles from previous BBs. For now, I will leave you with one of his many poems. Go to a tree in silence. You will find in the soft elegance of bud and leaf serenity beyond the voice of grief, and faith above the reach of humankind. Man spends his noisy days in search of gain, while trees find God in sunlight, soil, and rain. Ray Lawrence was a rough diamond, but a real gem.